Happy Saturday, friends. Welcome back to my channel. Today, I just wanted to share just a little bit of advice. Maybe you could say it's tips. Maybe you could just say it's wisdom, but it's definitely speaking from experience. There are so many times where we have to learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I'm still in the process of learning the significance and how much of an impact it has of being led by the Spirit, but knowing when to speak things, when to share things. Because let me say this, we know, or we should know, that God is all knowing. Like, He knows everything. There is nothing that God does not know. Nothing is new to Him. He's not just now discovering something. He cannot learn something because He knows everything. The enemy is the exact opposite. He's not all knowing, but the enemy knows you based on your habits, based on your routines. He studies you. So He doesn't know your thoughts. He knows what you tend to repeatedly think, or repeatedly dwell on, or always focus on. So again, He studies you, but He does not know everything about you. And one way we give the game plan away is when we speak things too soon, out of timing. And I'm learning now that when God gives me a message, when He gives me revelation, when He, I feel like He's releasing the scales from my eyes, or He's revealing a new secret to me, or making the dots connect. Now I'm so connected with that I immediately ask Him, what do you want me to do with this? You know, do I sit with it? Do I pray on it? Do I put it on the back burner? Especially if it's revelation, maybe about my season, or me coming out of a season or going into a season. Because right now in this generation, we know the power of the influence and impact of social media. You know, we're so excited and quick and eager to share our progress and our updates with friends, family, and even strangers, you know, if we're being honest. And a lot of times when God reveals something to you or speaks something to you, that's between you and God, at least for the moment. It's not for you to share right away. And the reason I say that is because, like I said, the enemy's not all knowing. So I'm going to give you an example. If God reveals something to you and you go to share that, you may not have spoken that out of your mouth, but you've put that out in the atmosphere. So the enemy's minions, so to say, the enemy's agents, those are the ones that the devil uses. Just like, you know, the Holy Spirit fills us and God uses us, the enemy has vessels that he uses also. But when you put that out there, that's just as powerful as speaking it. You've publicly shared what it is that God has revealed to you, or spoken to you, or confirmed with you. And now you feel like you're getting attacked in that area, or you feel like, you know, everything that's contradicting that is now coming against you. The odds are against you. So I just want to encourage you, be very mindful about what it is that you share. Because once you put it out there, you can't take it back. Once you speak it, how scripture says, you know, there's power in the tongue, life and death lies in our tongue. You got to be very mindful about the things you speak or the things you share. So when you go to share something, that can be something personal, something with your marriage, your children, your family, a business idea. Be very mindful if God is leading you and confirming or backing you to go ahead and share that now. There are things that God has spoken to me that I get excited about, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, is this something to share? God will nudge you and give you confirmation if it's the time to share it. But if you feel like you don't have that confirmation, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me say this. You may ask God, is this okay to share? And He hasn't said no. He hasn't said anything. And you feel like because He hasn't said no, it's okay to share it. It's okay to speak about it. It's okay to tell someone. Mm-mm. Just because He's silent, that does not give us the go ahead or the green light, you know, or the thumbs up to say, go ahead and move forward with it because I didn't say no. You know, sometimes God is testing you. But I definitely want to encourage you and just, like I said, share a piece of advice and wisdom and personal experience that I've encountered you know, in my walk with God. Take it back to God first. Make sure he's confirming, because God will confirm. He confirms and patterns, and he makes sure you know what it is that he's trying to, you know, get to you or to download or speak to your spirit. So make sure you're getting a confirmation before you speak it, because I think a lot of us, and I too, have been, you know, quite often guilty of sharing something before I should have, you know, sharing something too soon or sharing something to the wrong people, and that there already comes with the consequences. But be mindful, because again, the enemy does not know everything. He's not all knowing, but he studies you. So once you speak something or share something, now he's on to you. Now he knows where to attack. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, you see the messages that say build in silence, or work in silence. That way the enemy won't know where to attack. That is so, so, so very true. I've learned, you know, there are things I'm working on behind the scenes that no one knows what those projects are. In due time, when Holy Spirit releases me, I'll be happy to share for God to get all the glory, you know, what I've been doing behind the scenes. But you never want to speak about something prematurely, because that's where you have those agents that are on assignment for the kingdom of darkness to come and make you abort what it is that you're carrying. You know, when God speaks, it's already spoken in the spiritual realm. So it's already manifested in the spirit, but it hasn't taken place in the natural yet. You know, it's in seed form. It still has to go through a process. So some things we're not seeing the manifestation on, or the full outcome of what God spoke or what God has shown us or revealed to us in our dreams, because we released it too soon. We spoke about it too soon. We told somebody about it too soon. And that there was an open door. I hate to say it, an open invitation. And what I'm seeing in the spirit is like vampires. Vampires, so they say, you know, don't come in unless they're invited in. When you do things like that, it's almost like you're leaving a door open for the enemy to come in. And now he's sabotaging or sending his agents to sabotage the very thing that you spoke about, the very thing that you decreed and declared out there in the atmosphere. This isn't for every mess. There are some things that there are many things. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me correct myself. There are many things that God will give you to speak about, to share publicly, you know, to let the world know, to shout from the mountaintops. But there is a time to release those things. There is a time to speak about those things. If God has not given you the okay, sit on it. I know you're excited. I know you want to tell someone else. I know you want to defend yourself, you know, whatever that situation may be. But when the time is right, God will give you the go ahead to share it. And I also will say, speaking from experience, there are some things that God just wants to have between the two of you, just you and him. Some things that you are never to tell anyone else about. You know, it's just something that's just the intimacy with the Father. You know, something that he wants to just deal with you and speak to you and just, oh my gosh, just love on you, just one-on-one. It's just between you and him. And it's not that it's a bad thing. Yes, God gets his glory by showing up and showing out in each and every one of our lives. But God is also a God who desires to have a relationship with us. And like I said, in that intimacy, think about it for those of you that are dating or for those of you that are married. There are things that are just between you and your significant other or you and your spouse that don't make it to the gram, that don't make it to TikTok and, you know, Facebook and all of that. There are things that just go on privately that you just don't want the world to know, or no one else needs to know about it. And it's the same way in your walk with God. So cherish those moments for that intimacy that he is revealing to you and that he's trusting you with. And he just wants to love on you so deeply as the Father does. Cherish those moments, but also learn to be obedient in the other moments. Like I said, when he shares something or reveals something, it can even just be something that's just going on in your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's leading me here. I'm very mindful about needing prayer or putting it out there that I need prayer. My God, I wasn't even going to touch on this. But so often when we put out there, and y'all, please hear this with an open heart. I'm not saying we're not supposed to be in need of prayer requests. But there are certain times when you just put it out there, what's going on, who it is, what the situation is. Not everyone is sent by God. So the same way that you're seeking prayer from others, you just have to be mindful. That's also opening a door to the enemy's agents to see, okay, now I see where I need to attack. Now I see where I need to go. And so-and-so is dealing with this, or so-and-so is going through that. And he comes and sometimes makes that situation even worse than it can be. I'm not saying don't request prayer, but what I'm saying is you just got to be mindful of the power of your tongue, period. You know, just how we open the door to evil in this world. Sometimes it's unknowingly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I just want to basically just help educate you, because sometimes you may be wondering, why does it seem like, you know, all hell is breaking loose? Sometimes you just got to go back to the source or backtrack. Who did I speak to? You know, who did I share some information with? What did I just post? Whenever I see someone requesting prayer on social media, I do take a moment and lift them up in prayer, you know, but me personally, and again, this is just me, I'm not one that will go on social media just saying, hey, you know, I need my prayer warriors. I feel like if you have prayer warriors, reach out to them individually, you know, if need be. Again, this is just my opinion. I'm not wronging anyone or, you know, pointing the finger or blaming anyone saying this happened because you asked for prayer. That's not what I'm saying. But just be mindful about what information you're sharing and how much information you're sharing. There have been times that I've been speaking to someone about something that God did release me to share. But I am also sensitive enough in the spirit when I can feel Holy Spirit pulling me back and feel Holy Spirit basically telling me to shut up, or like, you're sharing too much. And that can be for a number of reasons. Either it's not time for them to know, maybe that part of it they're not supposed to know. Maybe they don't have the spiritual maturity to receive it yet. I can do a whole nother episode, you know, on that particular topic. But just think twice, you know, like I said, before sharing something, before posting something, just before telling the world, yes, God is a good God. And you want to tell everybody what's going on with the good. You also got to be mindful of telling everybody the bad that's going on, because there are people that will come into agreement with that bad and make that bad worse than what it is. That's when you start dealing with illegal attacks from the enemy. You know, things that maybe it wasn't your time for that particular attack. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm not finna go into that, because this is one of those moments he's pulling me back. So, perfect example. I'm going to just leave it right there. Take this back to God to make sure this is your word, how it applies, how you can take it and learn from it. I hope this helps. Y'all stay blessed, stay prayed up, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.